Hey, this is Jeremy Roenick, and guess what? You guys are listening to the Jim Bob Show.
Hey, this is Wayne Larrabee, and you're listening to Roar on WGN.
Hey, this is Jim McMahon, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
I had to pop a beer for this one.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Brian Urlacher, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
That's awesome.
Oh,
that's
it. How about one? This is Brian Urlacher. I'm not a bitch.
No.
That's about love that one.
Hey, this is John Gruden.
We went ahead and made a commitment to the Bears and ponied up and got the suite. It's been a big disappointment.
Well, you're a hard guy to please. Don't forget that. You're a hard guy to please.
Yeah, they're 40-1, which is shorter than I thought. You know, and
why aren't they 100-1?
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago Skyline Studio. It is the Jim Bob Show. Game day edition heard here and on great stations all around the country. People think wherever you are and you're listening to the show, this is a pretty great place to be. But for those people that can be anywhere, for those people living, let's say, a Jim Bob bucket list kind of life, the place that you would be if you were a sports fan is Augusta National and the Masters. The man himself is on the line. Jim Bob, welcome to your show.
Hey, buddy. It's good to be talking to you from Augusta, Georgia. And I am just about as happy as can be. I have placed quite a bit of money on the Masters this week. And I've got Bryson DeChambeau. I've got him. I've got Rory McIlroy. I've got Scheffler. And I've got Åberg to basically win or be in the top 10. And so I've got parlays for the top 10. I got those guys to win. So I'm looking pretty good right now, buddy. I'm happy about where the Masters is. Rose is leading it. He's -8. Bryson's -7. McIlroy's -6. And Scottie Scheffler is -6 as well. So we're going to have a couple days of shootout, buddy.
You and I had talked about this event and specifically that golf course, that location. Unlike a lot of things, the course itself, Augusta National, is a bigger star, a celebrity, than any of the golfers that are playing on it. Last year, everyone was thinking about, you know, Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, all that kind of stuff. Those guys aren't in it. Is it still as star-studded to you, Jim Bob?
It's always star-studded. Here's the deal, Dane. I think they could take you and they could drop a ball on the green and everybody still who's in the field could beat you. You could start on the green and they would all beat you. I mean, so, you know, Berkman Place has got the simulated greens. And so they've got three simulated holes there. And everybody, you know, who I take to Berkman Place, which, by the way, is a very exclusive ticket. It's hard to get in. But everybody who I was with, I said, I bet you can't two putt these greens. And everybody three or four putted these greens. It is a course that is. It is a star, buddy, for sure.
You think about this. It's a refined place to be with everybody on the etiquette side and golf. Total contrast.
I'm afraid that you would just clear them out of pimento cheese sandwiches. That's what I'm worried about. I'm worried about you taking all the pimento cheese sandwiches.
See, Jim Bob, that's what I would be training for. I'd come in there with a $10 bill, a nice crisp one, and I'd clean them all out because everything is so reasonably priced. You think about the just sort of the refined atmospheres, you know, that happens at the Masters. And you and I were joking a little bit about some of the opposite side, the debauchery that may happen at Phoenix at Waste Management. But there's a big news story outside of the golfing that's happening about one of the Spanish players like going to the bathroom in the creek. I mean, it's a big deal on TV. Was that something that you guys that were there on site were aware of, too?
Well, yeah, he went right after I did. if everybody plays golf, I mean, everybody knows. I mean, sometimes we're a little ways away from the restroom, and you just, you know, you're out there with nature. And so, anyhow, he got all the publicity over it. I don't know why. I mean, I was there.
So describe it. It's like they order up the weather. You know, they try to control everything, the TV contract, the food, the crowd, everything about it. And they always have some really great weather. It looked like the days where you were there, it was just perfect.
It was perfect. We had a little bit of wind, you know, and I sat on two and on number two for quite a bit. And, you know, some of the shots were just a little bit long, but just a little bit of wind this morning. It was a little cold this morning. We got a lot of rain last night. So the course was softer, so I thought we'd have some really good scores today. I thought that we'd have some people shoot, some of the guys, based off their scores yesterday. I thought we would be at -9, -8 on the leaderboard, and that may come to fruition.
When we were talking about March Madness, and it was about those teams, those programs, those coaches that had been there and been in those kind of pressure situations for the Masters, do you feel that maybe some people are intimidated by the moment, just all the history, you know, a place and golfing at a place where you've seen on TV forever, or do they rise to the occasion?
Oh, I think you got some guys that rise to the occasion, and certainly you've got some guys. I mean, it's like any business. I mean, you've got some guys that really like the challenge. You've got some guys that are a little lazy. I mean, you got some guys that don't play to their potential, and then you've got guys that play and excel above and beyond. So I think it's a mixture of a lot of those things. But I think everybody who comes to the Masters is, you know, they come, and I think everybody wants to try to do well. But like I said, the course is the star.
Do you feel, this is your, I think, 11th Masters that you've attended, and part of it is obviously the players, the etiquette, just everything. You just feel like it's the kind of place you want to behave at, right? To sort of mirror the majesty of the place itself. For the fans, like, how are the fans, do the fans know, or is there people, you know, completely like training them, hey, everybody, you got to act this way, or you got to act that way? Or do a lot of people, do you see people that you see year after year there? Or do people just know, hey, it's Augusta, you just got to behave?
I think everybody who comes to Augusta understands the legacy, understands the culture that started with Bobby Jones. And I just think that the history, I think it supersedes itself to everybody. I mean, everybody's polite. You never hear any bad language. Everybody is respectful. And first of all, everybody has to be. They don't tolerate it. I mean, you know, if you get out of line, you're gone, and you're never, ever getting back into the Masters. They'll make sure that you never return. So I think everybody really appreciates the history and the majesty of the Masters. It is a very special place. I always love it. I feel like it's, if you're a golfer and you love the sport, it's, to me, it's like hollow ground. It's got such great history, and I just love the history of the making of the Masters, you know, building it and the history over the years, and it's just a great place to be. And like I said, if you love golf, this is what I think is one of the pinnacles of your, you know, going and attending the Masters. And Lord be if you could play it. One of the guys on our board, Chuck Bowling, who got to play it for the first time. Well, of course, he was the president of MGM and the COO, and he gets to play it. Got a hole-in-one in the par 3 on number 6, I think. So, or 6 or 8, I can't remember what it was on the par 3. So, you know, how about that? You get to go play the Masters at Augusta National, and you get a hole-in-one.
That is amazing.
Everybody hates them.
The holes, 8-man corner, all that kind of stuff, huge stars. Of course, listeners to the Jim Bob Show Game Day Edition, you know, they're going to say Jim Bob is the biggest star that's there. I'm sure you were high-fiving a lot of people. But as we let you go, outside of the great golfers, the world-class golfers, best in the world that are there playing and competing for that green jacket, did you run into any celebrities, like people watching? Did you see anybody cool people would like to hear about?
Well, you know, I mean, some of the former winners, you know, of course, you know, we love the Nicklaus family. Jack was there with some of the family members and Gary Player there. And again, keep in mind, I mean, this is the most exclusive, pristine and visually stunning course in the world. I mean, the azaleas were blooming. The fairways were perfect. I mean, I will tell you again, I was starstruck by the course this year. I mean, I love always seeing Jack, and I love seeing Gary Player. And hey, but how about Freddie Couples shot a great score? But I will tell you, this course, the experience of Augusta National, the tradition, it's always, you know, it's stepped in rituals too. So it feels like almost like a religious experience when you're here, you know, as a golf fan. You know, you got the green jacket, you got A-Man Corner, Magnolia Lane, Champions Dinner, the par 3. Every detail has some type of traditional meaning. And so I can't articulate enough about the exclusivity. It's the only major that's played at the same course every year. Think about that. So the Masters just isn't a championship. It's Augusta, period. And so that consistency gives it, and somewhat it takes on almost, it's almost a myth, you know, in regards to that no other event can match. The mythology of Augusta, no one else can match it because of that consistency and that exclusivity. And so and the history, bar none, whether it's Jack, Arnie, Tiger, Phil, legends get made here, Dane. I mean, you can feel some of the ghost of golf's past on every swing, you know, here at Augusta. And everybody remember Bubba when he took the hood shock from the woods, you know, or Tiger's fist pump on 1997. The iconic moments that get made here are something, right? And let me tell you something. You'll be sitting on two and you'll hear them roar on nine, or you'll hear them roar on six. There's nothing like the roars. I'm going to bring you with me next year, and we're going to try to record live, and we'll get our press credentials, and I'll have better access next year.
Well, but until then, like you said, it is not just a tournament, it's an institution. Until then, me and all of the listeners, Jim Bob, we are going to live vicariously through you. And we know that, right? If you win the Masters, you put that green jacket on, it is a piece of immortality in the sports world. For the rest of your life, you're introduced as a Masters champion, and to see some of that happen right before your very eyes is very, very cool. We're going to let you go and let you get back to all of that history being made right in front of you. And we're going to take a break here on the Jim Bob Show Game Day Edition.